Thanks so much for tuning in to Premeditated, a podcast production of the Hammer Law Firm. Each week, we provide listeners with insights into the inner workings of the criminal justice system. This week, we're talking about plea bargaining and why so many cases end up in a plea bargain. 90%+ of criminal cases in the state and federal level will end up in a plea bargain at some point. This is for a very simple reason, because trials are just unpredictable.
That's right, Matt, and thanks very much for having me along on this podcast. Yeah, trials are unpredictable, and what we tell our clients when they come on board here is that we don't fear trials. We are trial attorneys. We like taking cases to trial, but there are risks associated with taking a matter to trial. Every case is going to be resolved in one of two ways, either through a trial or through plea bargaining, which is the topic that we're talking about. And there are a number of different things that we take into consideration when we go out there and are trying to mitigate the consequences for our clients through a plea bargain. The first one is what we call charge bargaining. Sometimes we come across these cases where our clients have simply been what we call overcharged, where there was an assault that occurred, and it really should just be a misdemeanor assault, but it's been charged as a felony assault or something along those lines. And through talking about the facts with the prosecuting attorney and persuading them that this case really doesn't rise to the level of the more extreme charge, we're able to get them to mitigate the consequence by agreeing to amend it to a lesser charge.
The second type of plea bargaining that we generally talk about is sentence bargaining. This involves the agreement to pleading guilty in return for a lighter sentence. It saves the prosecution the necessity of going through a trial, prepping a trial, and then proving that case at trial beyond a reasonable doubt. And it gives the defendant the opportunity for a lighter sentence without being subject to a higher range of punishment at trial. Because if some of these cases go to trial, the defendant will be subject to a higher range of punishment.
A third and also equally important, but perhaps less used aspect of negotiation is what we call fact bargaining. Sometimes in talking with our clients, they're willing to go ahead and enter into a plea agreement, but they are offended by some of the facts which the prosecuting attorney intends to present during a plea hearing because they say that those facts are not entirely accurate. Some of the facts are true, but others are not. And it's really no surprise that the truth is many times somewhere in between what the prosecutor may be saying, what's happening, and what our client knows what actually did happen. Some of these facts are just simply superfluous facts. They're not necessary. And by simply asking the prosecuting attorney and successfully carving out some of these facts, we're able to get to a point where everybody is satisfied with the resolution.
So what does plea bargaining actually look like in real life? Well, it generally occurs on the telephone or in the prosecutor's office or in the courtroom. Judges aren't involved except in very rare circumstances. Plea bargains that are accepted by the judge are then placed on the record in open court, and the defendant must be present for those plea bargaining agreements. But generally what it looks like is the criminal defense attorney and the prosecutor meeting and coming to an agreement as to a resolution to the case.
I want to add just one thing to what Matt was just talking about, and that is this notion of loyalty. We are loyal to our clients, period. What that means in this context is that we would never enter into any negotiation without first talking to our clients about what they would agree to, what would be the scope of that negotiation. We don't just willy-nilly go into a prosecutor's office and start talking about how we can get this case resolved. We want to first make sure that the client understands what their alternatives are and that they have given us authorization to enter into this negotiation process. Another important point that I just wanted to bring up real quick is that once this process is completed and we have come into some agreement that is mutually satisfying to the prosecutor and most importantly to our client, it's important to understand that the parties to that agreement are the prosecuting attorney and our client. The court, that is the judge, is not a party to that agreement. What does that mean? Well, what it means is that the judge can sentence our client to anything that is a legal sentence. That might sound a little bit scary at first. Why am I entering into some kind of agreement when the judge is just going to go ahead and give me something more serious? You know, why would I enter into probation in an agreement if the judge is going to send me to prison? I understand that this may sound somewhat concerning, that you might enter into some kind of agreement with a prosecuting attorney and then the judge doesn't accept you and sends you to prison anyway. Well, I will tell you that in 36 years of my practice that this rarely happens, that we know going into a plea and sentencing hearing that the judge is going to go ahead and accept the agreement of the parties. It's just important to understand that the judge is not a party to the agreement.
In summation, plea bargaining isn't as simple as it may first appear. In effectively negotiating a criminal plea agreement, the attorney must have a technical knowledge of every single element of the crime the defendant has been charged with, an understanding of the actual or potential evidence that exists or could be developed, and a technical knowledge of the lesser included offenses versus separate counts or crimes, and a reasonable understanding of all the sentencing guidelines. We have to understand all of this stuff before we go and have a conversation with the prosecuting attorney as to the outcome of the case.
That's right, Matt. I mean, it really is an art. Just like anything else in life, the negotiation process is something that needs to be perfected over a lengthy period of time that is being done by an attorney who has a very strong knowledge of the law and has the kind of personality that is able to persuade a prosecuting attorney as to the wisdom of entering into this type of negotiation process. Your decision on the attorney to hire is a very important one and should be made with great deliberation. And be sure to use due diligence in speaking to anyone that you intend to use as your attorney. We would love to have the opportunity to speak with you about any case that you might have, and feel free to give us a call anytime.
We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. We're going to be back soon with more podcasts. Thanks.